looking here at three different clocks. They all say the same thing. They say it's time for net. All right. Good evening to the... Yeah, good evening. This is your special edition of Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday night net. Internet control station this evening is November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, NAYT. My name is Jay Joy Alf Echo, and I am currently located at this present point in Gahanna. Yes, doing it for my truck. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. Right now, more so on emergency communications than public service. Modification on this one. One evening each month we hold a radio meeting. The next meeting will be held on 12-16, December 16th at 7:30 right here on your radio, wherever you may be. And I think it did say 7:30 on the note there. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday night net. All licensed amateur operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hertz is required to access this repeater system. I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call NAYT. All right, I will now take check-ins from any station having Franklin County area business and/or announcements or to ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call net control.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
We have the two usual suspects, and for those that are new that don't know who the usual suspects are, K8RLC, Mr. Cow, and KDIB, Mr. Kevin. All right, now at this time, my tongue stops getting in the way. I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time or whoever I can manage. At this time, we are going to start on the south of 71, east of Interstate 70. Southeast Quadrant, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD 8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor, India, KB 8, YVI, Phil.
Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8 CMW.
Alrighty, we got Lynn in there, Phil and Mike CMW. Anybody else? Southeast Quadrant. North of 70, east of 71. Northeast Quadrant, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8, YFW, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Foxtrot Tango, Daniel KD8OFT.
RTP and OFT. We had another one come in there. You were pretty much off signal, no audio. Do you have your finger over the mic? And try again. Kevin, did you pull it out? Because I started hearing him falling, even though it was weak.
Negative, all I heard was Kilo Delta 8, and then it faded out.
I could have sworn that sounded like Patrick. Patrick, ION, but I could be wrong. Let's go northwest, northwest quadrant. Please call now.
Jay, this is a KE8 ANW, Brian, and that was Patrick, KE8 ANW.
November 8, Sierra, Echo Yankee, NHSEY Sharon.
Kilo Charlie 8 Tango Kilo Bravo Steve KC8 TKB.
All right, let's hold a second there. Thank you, Brian, RKW. I got you marked down in the relay for ION, which is really weird because I think I would pick him up. His signal's good, but his audio is garbage. Anyway, FC1 got you in there, and then KC8TKB got you there. Anybody else? Northwest quadrant.
November 8, Victor, we have Foxtrot. Mark. Frank. K8OVP, and you're chopping in and out yourself. K8OVP.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform. K6HRU, Bruce.
There, hold on a second here on that northwest. Sorry about the delay. All right, southwest, southwest, south of 70, west of 71. Please call.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo. Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee Mike November KB8YMN Mark.
All right, got a few there. Bob, RWR, Denny, WQY, and Mr. Mark Wyman. Anybody else? Southwest Quadrant.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8 HVX, Jim.
All right, got you in there, Jim, KD8 HVX. All right, anybody inside or outside Franklin County now? Inside or outside Franklin County? Please call.
This is Kilo Echo, number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8OUP. This is Parker. Actually calling from Southwest, from Northwest. Sorry, I missed it.
I got Parker, and I think I got the beginning. Try the call sign. Please slow down a little bit there.
Okay, this is Kilo Echo, number 8. Oscar Uniform Papa, KEHOUP. This is Parker calling from the Northwest. Sorry about the mistake there.
All right, Parker, we got you. OUP. All right, anybody else inside or outside Franklin County?
Kilo Juliet 8, Alpha Mike, KG8AM, Kevin.
I got you on there, KJ8M, Mr. Kevin. On this pre-Thanksgiving edition of the Wednesday night emergency service, Wednesday night, let's send it over to our announcer. Let's start with Mr. Chow, K8RLC. You got the mic.
As I'm going to talk for a few seconds longer, let me go ahead and let Kevin get his in, and then I'll do mine, Jay. K8RLC.
All right, we'll play hot potato. I guess, Kevin, you got the mic.
Okay, yeah, I know what Cal's going to talk about, and I may throw a few words in all that, too. But anyway, upcoming Nets, next week, December 2nd, Cal, KA8RLC. December 9th, KE8ANW. December 16th will be our on-air meeting. December 23rd, KB8YMN, and December 30th, Jay, you've got it again, N8YMT. That's it for now. We'll turn it back to Net. KD8IB.
All right. We'll throw it back at Cal. Hopefully you can catch it. It's been passed around a lot. Go ahead there, Cal.
Okay, Jay, thank you. This is K8RLC. Event-wise, of course, nothing particular at this time to report. However, we will talk about some other activity. Hopefully everyone on the net received an email last week, came from Kevin, talking about the Medical Reserve Corps. They are looking for additional volunteers to help out right now. They're working at the doing the flu clinics, but it's sort of preparation, planning, logistics, figuring out how things will work when they go to do COVID clinics, if and when that's going to take place, which probably won't be, from some of the numbers I'm hearing now, into the spring, but still getting prepared for that. Wondering if anybody went ahead and did tried to sign up for it. This is K8RLC.
KD8HVX, I signed up for it.
Very good, Jim. Did you have any response back from them, or what activity did you see from them?
Well, I followed Kevin's instructions. I went out to the site. I filled it out, filled out a profile, got registered, and other than that, I haven't heard a thing.
Okay, I know in our afternoon meeting this afternoon with EMA and all the other ESF, they did make mention that they were getting quite a few of them in, and they were working through them, verifying their credentials and stuff, and be back. So that doesn't surprise me. You haven't heard anything yet, but you were successfully able to register. Anyone else try it? This is K8RLC.
Cal, I do have more information.
Go ahead.
Well, I just happen to think that one of the links that Kevin has takes you to a schedule, and they have listed all of the places there. In fact, it's like a calendar, and every weekend or every day they have needs for people to volunteer for traffic control, crowd control, and right now they're doing the fairgrounds. So you can, right now, sign up. They tell you how many they need, like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you can actually sign up and go work immediately. And so there is an immediate need for anybody that's interested in supporting this.
All right, Abe. Go ahead. Yeah, Jim, I'm curious. So you did sign up as an MRC volunteer on that one website I posted, which is that one. And then I was under the impression they wanted to wait till that stuff came back before you signed up on the actual MRC website with the calendar, but maybe not. I don't know. That's why I was kind of hoping somebody had signed up and they could, like you, and could give us some information on what to expect.
Yeah, I did fill out the profile. I went through and put my license in and told them I was an amateur and all that stuff. And then went to the website where they have the calendar and they could sign up. Now, what they said is that you can't actually work until you get training. And so I assume that once you volunteer for a particular position, when you go there, they will give you the whatever the protective equipment is, and they will also give you the training. That's what my impression is, but as far as hearing anything from them, I have not.
Okay, yeah, the website says that they'll give you, I think they call it a pack sheet or something like that, I forget, and also some training and stuff when you get there, but I don't know. That's what we're waiting to find out, how it really goes. Thanks, Jim. KD8IIB.
You are so welcome, KD8HVX.
Very good. Well, I will interject in this or something for those of you who think you've read Kevin's letter. There's going to be a need, whether we're working as communication volunteers at this point. I know the original packets that were done up and distribution plans back from half a dozen years ago, amateur radio was very heavily involved in the pods and doing. Now, when you're only running one site now like they're doing up at the fairgrounds, communications isn't necessarily needed. But in the future, if we, get more and things going on, it'll appear that there'll probably be, communications from the side of logistics and other stuff there. So just sort of getting people involved, getting prepared, getting them used to having some of us around, and, so they don't forget we exist. And with that, unless anyone else has any questions, I'll give it back to you, JK8RLC.
Not hearing any. Going back to Kevin, did you said you wanted to add a little to or elaborate any?
No, Cal pretty much covered it, and I had my questions in there. I was interested to find out, if anybody had signed up and if anybody had, not only put their profile in the Medical Reserve Corps website. I know they primarily want us to represent MRC and not Franklin County ARES, but at least this time around. But I was just curious if somebody had signed up and what they experienced and if they heard anything, et cetera, like that. But since Cal and I are both involved, if anybody has any questions, I'm sure we can try to answer them. Although, like I said, I'm hoping somebody will end up getting working it and be able to give us more information. KD8IIB.
KG8AM, NFL.
Williams is taking over the MRC program, and he said in a meeting that he's waiving the training for the non-medical volunteers and due to the increased need for volunteers at this time. KG8AM.
Okay, we copy that. Any comments, or Cal or Kevin?
I guess that follows some of the other information that I've heard also. K8RLC.
Nothing further than that. Let's throw it out there. Anybody wishing to check into the Wednesday night RES emergency service, Wednesday night net? Anybody inside or outside Franklin County? And I don't believe anybody has anything any further for the net. Training information, bulletins, all that good stuff. Anybody there?
Hi, IB. I just got one more thing.
But of course. Go ahead, Kevin.
I finally pulled up the Columbus Public Health and MRC website. It does say volunteers will be provided a job action sheet and just-in-time training when they arrive on site. Be there at the assigned time to receive your training. So that's the pack I was talking about. Was actually the JAS job action sheet. And I heard that they were waiving the MRC regular training, and you'll get just in time training. Probably just saying, here's what you're going to do. You're going to stand over here in direct traffic, but that's the training you'll receive when you get there. Supposedly, we'll see. KD8IIB.
Alrighty, any questions or comments for that from anybody? Alrighty, I'll throw one more time out. Anybody that we have missed that would like to check into the net? Reminder, if you've not already done so, please register in ARES Connect, or if already registered and needing to sign up for events such when we have them, Wednesday night net, in-person meetings, and such, go to, our website, FranklinCountyOhioARES.org, and it has all the information with the link and such. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, and those who have yet to volunteer for public service when we have them. This is November 8th, Yankee Mike Tango, N8YMT, return the repeater over to normal amateur operations, and please, everybody, be safe, have a good Thanksgiving tomorrow, and we'll clear out. And I have 22 and 24, Kevin.
That's what I got, Jay. Good job. KD8IIB.
All righty. Everybody have a good one. I'm getting out of here. 73, 71T, I'll be quick.